This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A Bloomberg story on JBS said that since 2005, the Brazilian meatpacking company bought more than a dozen companies for $14 billion in cash, stock, and debt to become the biggest meat company in the world. Longtime subscribers know that I've never been a fan of JBS U.S. acquisitions because the Brazilian government was too embedded in the company's finances. U.S. commercial meat companies were essentially competing against the Brazilian treasury. JBS was the beneficiary of large sums of developmental cash from the Brazilian government, who maintained an equity stake in the company. Bloomberg noted the Brazilian National Development Bank, BNDES, is the second largest shareholder in the company. JBS bought Swift & Company in 2007 for $1.5 billion and Pilgrim's Pride in 2009 for $2.8 billion. BNDES invested $4 billion in the company for a 30.4% stake in JBS, calling it a national champion. We have had some business experience in Brazil and the recent revelations of scandal and corruption exposing massive malfeasance there between the government and private sector came as no surprise to us. They called the Petrobras scandal, where billions of dollars were shared for political favor and government favoritism, the car wash. For years, the corruption was like the black elephant in the room in Brazil that was so large that everyone knew that it existed, but no one did anything about until the elephant grew so obscene it burst the seams of the country. The corruption being exposed was everywhere into everything. The corruption was systemic and endemic between the bureaucracy and business sector. The assumption could be made that any Brazilian company that was doing exceptionally well could have some of that success attributed to favoritism from the government bureaucracy that was reimbursed in some manner or form of kickback. The political elections decide who controls the bureaucracy and therefore the flow of cash. It was never about ending the corruption until recently. The judicial institution at the top in Brazil was honest and ethical, an island in a sea of culturally embedded corruption. The corruption permeated the entire system from the top of the government as to who got BNDES developmental money to the bottom of the system to which customs officials got their car washed to approve the export papers on tainted meat. My perception was always that if BNDES was investing billions of dollars in JBS, which heretofore had been just another company in Brazil, the rush of events that swept JBS to become the world's largest meat packer was propelled by who they knew and the deals that were being made. The odds that JBS was not somehow part of the corruption were about the same as picking the perfect NCAA bracket. You're listening to the Comstock Report. I have never believed that you can get billions of dollars from the Brazilian government unless a lot of cars are being washed. They are selective. So I could never accept JBS because I believe that they were essentially a front for the Brazilian government's state intervention into our private sector, forcing U.S. meat packers to compete against a state enterprise. And they were therefore part of a culture of corruption that permeates their system. Nothing that has happened since 2007 has occurred to alter my perception, as events have only served to reinforce it. JBS founders and officials have been sparring with the Brazilian judicial branch over a number of issues as the company appeared to attempt to move its headquarters and concentrate its assets out of Brazil to escape the liabilities of all types that may exist there. The latest liability uncovered in Brazil prompted Brazil's new president, Michel Temer, to meet with a number of foreign ambassadors Monday to attempt to explain an ongoing investigation that Brazilian meat packers were selling tainted meat. The irony here is that Temer is president as a result of scandals removing the previous elected president, Dilma Rousseff. Dozens of firms were involved in the latest investigations, and not just JBS, which was included. A Brazilian federal police official said, "The firms under investigation don't care about the quality of meat they were selling consumers." 38 arrest warrants were reportedly issued. Those arrested cared a lot about making money in a poor country where having money determines your lot in life in a rigged system. A JBS inspector veterinarian was reportedly indicted by judicial authorities. The tainted meat was allegedly sold both domestically and for export. Brazil exports 30% of its chicken production and 20% of its beef production. South Korea was partially banning chicken from Brazil on a selective basis. China and the European Union both suspended beef imports from Brazil. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.